This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Level Raf and Ovusi joining us in studio this morning. Welcome to you, man, Raf and Ovusi. Let's start with the basics, Raf. Who is Xolelo Msweli and how did this legal dispute begin?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having us. Mr. Msweli was a municipality manager of the Mbeka Uthemba municipality. He was dismissed for serious financial misconduct on the 9th of April 2021. However, an arbitrator later ordered his reinstatement, claiming that the dismissal was too harsh. The municipality then approached the labor court to challenge the reinstatement.
And later on, we find out that he was reinstated despite committing serious misconduct. Maybe, Vusi, if you can tell us, what were the actual charges that the municipality leveled against Mr. Msweli?
Good morning, Owetu. So there were multiple charges, but the two main counts he was found guilty of were, firstly, approving a variation order that exceeded his financial delegation, and secondly, appointing a service provider by the name of Kutle Ntebo Engineers without following any supply chain management procedures.
And maybe if we can just dig into that second charge, Raf, how did Mr. Msweli bypass the standard bidding process to appoint these engineers?
Okay, so Mr. Msweli appointed engineers on a massive electrical upgrade contract without any competitive bidding or SCM procedures. He claimed he was under severe time pressure to submit a business plan to the Department of Energy, or the municipality would lose funding. So he bypassed this rules.
He was running out of time. And we're talking about public funds here. And that's just a new reason, Leo. So what were the actual finances scales of this unauthorized contract, Vusi?
Well, the contract was potentially worth, say, millions of rands. So Mr. Msweli actually authorized an invoice payment of 688,896 rands to the firm. Fortunately, the CFO stepped in and cancelled that payment on the very same day, thus preventing actual loss.
Maybe if we can look at the relevant legal principles and applications now, this brings us to the first section of our breakdown, the procurement standards. Vusi, what does constitution require when municipalities contract for goods or services?
So under section 217 of the constitution, all procurement by organs of state must be fair, equitable, transparent, competitive, and cost-effective. These are legally binding standards, and bypassing them directly undermines the constitutional mechanics designed to prevent corruption.
And I know that under SCM Regulation 36, amount deviations are allowed in emergencies. So, Raf, did the court in this case accept Mr. Msweli's claims that he was genuine? It was a genuine emergency, as he put it.
Not at all. SCM Regulation 36 allows deviations strictly for real emergencies, single providers, or exceptional cases. The court made a vital legal finding: poor planning, negligence, or administrative delays on the part of officials can never be used to manufacture emergency to bypass any procurement laws.
And in this case, Mr. Msweli also argued that because the engineers were appointed on risk, meaning they only get paid funding, if funding is approved, it was fine. Vusi, does that defense hold up?
The court rejected this argument completely, right? So the arrangement was that the engineers would draft a business plan for free, and in exchange, they'd get the multi-million rand implementation work. The court called this touting, right? It completely shuts out competitors and violates the section 217 of the constitution previously mentioned.
Now let's quickly move on to the other charge, which was the variation order. What exactly did Mr. Msweli do wrong here with this variation order? Maybe Raf, you can take this one.
Okay, no problem. On a contract worth over 8.6 million, Mr. Msweli approved a variation order of more than 1.8 million. His financial delegation as municipality manager was strictly capped at 20%, which was 1.7 million. He exceeded the legal limit by over 150,000 without reporting it to the council.
You speak of 20%. Now, Vusi, why is exceeding maybe that 20% limit such a serious breach under the Municipal Finance Management Act?
Well, under the Treasury Circulars and Section 116, subsection 3 of the Municipal Finance Management Act, if a contract is varied by more than 20%, you cannot simply sign a variation order. It must be treated as a material contract amendment requiring public notice and formal council procedures. By signing it alone, Mr. Msweli bypassed all the legislative guardrails.
So he bypassed the SCM procedure and exceeded his financial limits. Raf, is the misconduct, if the misconduct was so clear, why on earth did this arbitrator reinstate him back at work?
So the arbitrator reasoned that Mr. Msweli was acquitted on some other minor charges, and because he had severe, more than half of his fixed term contract dismissal was too harsh. The arbitrator also felt that the progressive discipline should have been applied instead of a flat dismissal.
Wow. Maybe if I can ask you both, colleagues, before I let you go, what lesson can we take from this case, Mr. Msweli? I don't know if I've lost the guys there. But yeah, man, we're speaking about a very serious case between municipality and Xolela Msweli. Yeah, I think I might have lost the guys there. But yeah, that is Mlambo and Associates joining us in studio this morning as Kulmage about a very serious case. In this case, I don't know if Raf is still there or Vusi.
Yes, still here. Sorry, there were just network issues there.
All right. I might have lost you that one. Maybe I was just asking at the end on how maybe we can get hold of Mlambo and Associates. I've lost my thing here, but how can we get hold of Mlambo and Associates?
All right, well, for experts, High Court Council on Public Law, Municipal Compliance, Labor Matters, the listeners can call Mlambo and Associates at 010-502-0626. You can also follow us for regular legal breakdowns on LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok. Under the name Mlambo and Associates, Inc. Yeah, they can find us there.
Nah, thank you so much. That is Uvusi and Urafael who were joining us on MUT Radio there. We're still on this case, Mr. Xolela Msweli, and on MUT Radio. So we're just speaking about it. Konage Uvusi and Uraf there. So just to go back, colleagues, I think now Sengwazi Lukuthola, how did the Labour Court now view the arbitrator's reasoning regarding progressive discipline for such senior official?
Also, the acting judge, Groon, was highly critical of this. As the municipal manager and chief accounting officer, Mr. Msweli was the captain of the ship. He had a strict fiduciary duty to protect public funds. You cannot apply simple progressive discipline to the highest official when they flagrantly flout the law, you know?
And Umsweli also claimed that he showed remorse because he partially complied with reporting requirements. Raf, did the court buy this?
No. Gruen AJ found his defenses to be ingenuous. Umsweli claimed he told the mayor about the deviation, but he kept it hidden from the council and the CFO for almost 2 years. The judge rejected his shifting explanations, describing them as the odor of mendacity, meaning it smells of lies.
Definitely. And what about the operational impact of forcing the municipality to reinstate him? How did the court address that, Vusi?
Well, the court pointed out that reinstating Mr. Umsweli would be operationally catastrophic. You know, it would force the honest CFO and SCM staff who actively resisted his irregular directives and stopped the unlawful payment to now report directly to him again. And that is completely untenable for, you know, the workplace morale.
Seeing that he was reinstated, I must ask these colleagues, is there a broader statutory rule that prevents dismissed municipal managers from simply walking back into local government? What did the court say about that?
Yes, this is a massive point of law. Section 57A3 of the Systems Act states that any municipal staff member dismissed for financial misconduct, fraud, or corruption cannot be re-employed in any municipality for 10 years. By reinstating within a year, the arbitrator essentially sanctioned an illegal act, making the award a nullity.
Now, this brings us to the final outcome of this case, Vusi. What was the exact order handed down by the acting judge here?
The labor clause order was unequivocal, right, too. The ruling was that the arbitration award reinstating Mr. Gwalela is reviewed and set aside. The court substituted the award, declaring that his dismissal by the Ingua Itemba municipality was substantively fair and dismissed his counter application to enforce the reinstatement.
Wow, yo, such a very informative information there, Nisnigeza Yona, an absolute masterclass in administrative accountability, and particularly in Nagoya municipal law. Vusi and Raf, thank you so much, man, for the brilliant insights. Uvusige are from Umlambo and Associates Inc. Raf, let's wrap things up, man. What can our listeners get in touch with your firm? I know Uvusige, I mentioned earlier on, but if you can just remind us of how we can get hold of you, in particularly when we want to know about such cases as foreign and municipal law.
No problem. Thank you so much for having us. You can find me at Lambert Associate 010-502-0626, or you can find us on all our social media platforms such as LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok at Lambert Associates. Thank you very much, guys, for having us.
Really appreciated, Raf and Ovusi, for joining us on.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.